I'm not sure it could. They say.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my guest, Lee Rogers. And, folks, I want to give out these numbers one more time. You know, I'm a listener when I'm not a broadcaster to RBN, Lee. And I have to admit, it's like a fix. I need my fix as long as, just like everybody else. I'm addicted to the truth. And, folks, if you want to make sure to continue to get your fix, just like me, you want to get on the phone and call these numbers and tell your senators, do not pass this bill. Be nice about it, but tell them you do not want this bill passed. The numbers are 800-828-0498, also 800-614-2803, and 877-851-6437. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with a question or comment if you like. Lee, I'm looking at an article right now on your website put out by the London Independent that is coming out and saying the weapons industry is backing Hillary Clinton. Now, if that does not tell you, number one, that both the Democratic and the Republican Party are in lockstep, if it doesn't tell you that the military-industrial complex, this outlaw government, okay, they're all in unison. There's only one party. It's a military-industrial complex. It's a war party, folks. It says the U.S. arms industry is backing Hillary Clinton for president and has all but abandoned its traditional allies with the Republican Party. Why is that? Well, Lee, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because they think that Ron Paul might just get nominated and they know he wants to get out of the war?
Well, I'm sure that's part of it. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that because Ron Paul is actually getting the most donations from the military. And you have Hillary Clinton, who's getting the most donations from the military-industrial complex. I mean, I think that says a lot. But the bottom line is that they can't continue this fraud of putting our Republican in there. Because according to the phony right-left political paradigm they have there, the Republicans are supposed to be pro-war, and you have the Democrats, which are supposed to be against the war. Of course, that's a total fraud. Because you have Hillary Clinton out there. I mean, this is when the war in Iraq was going on a few years ago. And she actually said that, you know, we shouldn't be focusing so much in Iraq. We should be focusing on Iran. Which is insane. And you have Bush talking about World War III openly, and we're trying to instigate something going on with Iran with what we're doing on the border, and we got our ships surrounding Iran. We're putting sanctions on them. I mean, it's madness. The point is that Hillary Clinton, if she gets in, she's going to be in charge of overseeing this operation in Iran. I mean, it's madness.
Oh, is that not scary? I'll tell you, and they really, they don't know what they're getting into. They're talking about, Iran could have a bomb within the next few years. The CIA has said that they won't have a bomb for 9 years. But what's interesting is that Russia is siding with Iran, and they're saying, hey, you know what, you better not attack Iran. But what's to save Iran just putting up a couple million or 10 million or whatever it is and buying a number of nuclear weapons from Russia and have them being smuggled into Iran? We don't know that. Okay, they probably already have a nuclear weapon, and Ahmadinejad just sits there and smiles when Bush is banging the war drum saying that we're going to attack, because they probably it's like a Cheshire cat. He knows the first time the missile is launched, they'll probably sink every one of our ships in the Gulf. But our administration is too crazy to think about that, Lee.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that, because, I mean, there is an alliance that's being formed over there called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. You have Russia, China, these different Central Asian republics, the former countries that are part of the Soviet Union. They're all forming this alliance. And I don't know if you remember this, but in the late 90s, and I think it was around that time, there's a lot of talk about missing nukes in these Central Asian countries, how they're just missing and unaccounted for. Well, I mean, wouldn't that be funny if one of those just suddenly popped up somewhere?
Yes, it would. And I'll tell you, you know, John mentioned this on his show the other day, and I agree with him. I would be a lot more comfortable if Ahmadinejad was my president rather than Bush. I hear the music. We'll be back in three. Got some callers on the line. When we get back, we'll go to Bob in Texas, then Benjamin in Texas. So see you in three. Stick with us. We got more.
Music. Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Lee Rogers. Lee, you want to take some calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's first go to Bob in Texas. Bob, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead.
Hi, I have a comment about this bill.
Okay.
First, I'm actually looking at Webster's Dictionary, and I'm looking at the definition for terrorism. And under that it says, the systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion. And then you have to go and find out what terror is defined as. And under there it says, violent or destructive acts committed by groups in order to intimidate a population or government into granting their demands. That sounds like what we've been doing in the Middle East to Iran, if you want to know the truth.
And go ahead.
So you're going to have to realize that our government is now committing terrorist acts by those definitions. Now let's get back to this bill. This bill can be used in our behalf. One of the advisors to Rudy Giuliani, I can't pronounce his name, but Harris, a neocon, he advocates, you know, he also suggests the possibility of nuclear bombs being dropped on Iran, okay? And this bill, I haven't read it entirely, but what I did read, it talks about violent extremism. Now, that's the statement of Mr. Bud Harris, I would call or classify as violent extremism. So this bill should be able to be used if it's going to define what extremism is and what violent extremism is, should be able to be used
against them as much as it could be used against us. That's my comment.
That's an outstanding point. You want to comment on that, Lee?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I agree in theory. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we could go after the Council of Foreign Relations because they're traitors, and we go after these neocons and what have you for what's in this H.R. 1955. But the problem is that the power structure in place, they're going to selectively enforce this thing. So anybody who's on Team Globalist, I mean, they're going to be exempt. But anybody who's on Team America, Team Patriot, we're the ones who are going to get the short end of the stick on this bill.
Now, hold on a minute. You're doing exactly what I hate. Anytime any ray of light is shed into our world, you guys always beat it down.
That's not true. That's not true. I mean, let's just take...
I'm just being a realist. You're just being a realist.
No, that's not being a realist. Being a realist, a law is... any law is accessible to any citizen, okay? And all I'm trying to say is that you got to look at that law... is if it's going to define what violent extremism is, personally, from what I've learned, the statements of the neocons and the action of our own government is more in line of that definition of violent extremism than anything I've ever heard on this network. And I'll hang up after that.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay. I'm in total agreement with what the caller is saying, but I mean... You know, the people who are in power, they're going to selectively enforce it. I mean, it's been...
Well, right,
but
let's just take a hypothetical example here. Let's just say that all of this is in force, and yes, the war is continuing, and we're occupying Iraq, and we're still killing these innocent Iraqis, and the weapons industry is backing Hillary Clinton. But let's just say that there's a long shot, and Ron Paul wins. Now we've got somebody in there that's on our side, and maybe, just maybe, Bob, in that case, would be right, and these laws could be turned around and used against these terrorist neocons. Now, in that capacity, that's a possibility. But the problem here is where we're at right now, Lee, and you tell me whether you agree or disagree, that what they're doing is they're using color of law. They're not abiding by any of their own laws because they've violated I don't even know how many treaties by even going into Iraq to begin with. So they ignore their own laws, and it goes back to selective enforcement. And you know, as you said, we're a realist. Okay, we're just stating the facts, and I'm sorry that it's bad news, Bob. I really am. But those are the facts. You want to comment on it, Lee?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I totally agree in theory. Absolutely. This act should be used against all these government officials, assuming it gets passed in the law. But the fact of the matter is that it's not. You know, even if we get somebody like Ron Paul into office, I mean, the whole government is criminal, okay? That's just one man. Granted, he is in the highest office of, assuming he gets elected, he'd be in the highest office in the government. But the government's infested with so many criminals. All this stuff is going to get selectively enforced. And as you said, it's through color of law. Anybody on Team Globalist is going to be protected. Anybody on Team Patriot, we're the ones who are going to get the short end of the stick.
All right, well, let's go to Benjamin in Texas. Benjamin, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to make a real brief comment. I really like your show, Mr. Herzog. I've been listening to you, quite a while since you were here in Austin or Round Rock or what have you. I'd also like to say that I really, really hope that Ron Paul is elected president. I think that, you know, barring that happening, I really, really see a lot of negative things happening, in our country. And even now, even leading up to this, election, whatever, you know, these bills that they're writing, you know, specifically the one that you're talking about, you know, going back to your color of law, you know, issue, it's they're out to get patriots like you and me, like people in this movement that are really awake, that can see the, you know, way through the doublespeak, way through the, tyranny, de facto tyranny, you know, it's just ridiculous. And I just, you know, what do you guys think really, I mean, how do you go about circumventing these kind of actions, you know, that are taking place, you know, right in front of our very eyes? Is it, you know, does it fall down to just, you know, activism regarding, you know, calling your senators? You know, there's got to be a better way than that. I'll hang up.
Okay. Well, you want to comment on that first, Lee? Go ahead.
Well, sure. I mean, every person could do something. I mean, I'm just a regular guy, okay? I mean, I have a full-time job, but what I do is I do a website, I do a local active TV show, I do a radio show on a smaller network, Patriot Network, and I tell you what, I mean, everybody can do something because, I mean, I can't do everything. I mean, you, Mike, you can't do everything. We need more people to get involved and to just start doing anything. I mean, just getting the word out, starting websites, just local access TV show. Just anything you think of that you can do, I mean, do it. I mean, we're in some desperate times here, and I am not exaggerating.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me expound on that just a little bit in answer to his question. And that is that they cannot be doing this stuff to us unless we let them. And the reason that the American people let them is because they're ignorant. And all we do is educate these people, just like Gandhi. Okay, Gandhi was a very peaceful activist. We can stop these people by just being educated and saying, no, we're not going to do what you want us to do. We're not going to take the national ID. We're not going to take your vaccines. We're not going to get a hepatitis A shot before we get on an airplane to fly to Australia. We're not going to do this. So what are you going to do now? Now, they can't put us all in prison camps, number one. Now, I'm stopping short of going to the gun. At some point in time, hopefully that would not be necessary. That is a last resort. But in the meantime, as John says, we need more boots on the ground. And I see this movement exploding, Lee. I see these websites going up all over the place. I see these guys, young guys, getting out there and getting in these people's faces and calling them out on their lies, okay? And I see them caught like a deer in the headlights, and they don't know what to do. They sit there and vibrate like they're having an epileptic seizure, for crying out loud. And it's working to the point where Giuliani is getting scared to even go out and make a public appearance because these people are following him all over the place, and they have groups springing up all over the country, for crying out loud. So don't say that there's nothing we can do and what can we do to stop them, because we are stopping him. And this is one of the very reasons why they have instituted and shoved this bill through as fast as they can, because they're scared to death. Sorry, Lee, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, Mike, you're absolutely correct. I mean, what's happening here is I mean, you know, I know the caller was a couple callers ago said that I wasn't being positive because it's HR 1955. Well, it isn't positive, but there are some positive things that are happening. I mean, the Ron Paul campaign, all these meetup groups that are spontaneously just starting up. I mean, the fact that we the people are becoming the media. I mean, these are some very positive things that are happening. And, you know, I looked at some of the old stuff, like back 20 years ago, look at the Patriot Movement, because I came across some documents that my grandmother had just on old Patriot newspapers and what have you. And back then, you couldn't communicate with people nearly as fast as we can now. And the Internet has been so, so big for what's going on, and it's just exploding, as you said, Mike. And, you know, I think next year or so, it's going to get even bigger.
Oh, absolutely. We're living in exciting times. Scary times, but exciting times. Okay, let's go to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with the last caller. It doesn't seem like it's doing much good to contact your representatives anymore. As soon as I heard about the 1955, the HR 1955, I immediately contacted all my senators and congressmen, you know, and told them what I thought about this. Well, today I finally get a response back from one of them. And he goes through the whole email real nice and explains the whole bill to me. But at the end, he says that the bill explicitly states that Homeland Security cannot violate our constitutional rights and civil liberties. And I'm just wondering, are they living in the same world I am? Because ever since Bush created the Homeland Security Department, that's all they've ever done is violated our rights.
Yeah, they're hiding behind it, Steve.
Have they done anything else? You know, So I don't know what to think. You know, these senators and congressmen, I don't know if they're dumbed down about it like we are, or if they're intimidated, they're afraid to say anything, or what it is. But, you know, I don't know how to get through to them any more than, you know, I'm just a little guy. So I can't. Yeah, what else can I do?
No, I understand that, and I understand your point exactly. You know, whether they're dumbed down, whether they're compromised, who knows what it is. But yes, that particular sentence, and you correct me if you have a different take on this, Lee, but they stuck that in there without violating our civil rights. Well, that's an oxymoron in itself, because they can't do to us what they're planning to do without violating our civil rights, which takes me right back to square one when I sat inside a courtroom and I watched what they did to railroad me into, a conviction when they first told me about my constitutional rights, which absolutely meant nothing. It was nothing more than a facade to give me the illusion. Now, tell that to Jose Padilla, who spent 4.5 years in Guantanamo Bay. They violated his rights, okay? They declared him an enemy combatant, which stripped him of his citizenship, okay? So once they declare you an enemy combatant or a terrorist, they strip you of your citizenship, and you have no rights. That's in the Patriot Bill, Section 802. Sorry. Lee, you want to comment?
Well, yeah, just real quick. I mean, it's obvious that Congressman or Senator, whoever sent that letter back, did not read that bill. You look at Section 899F, It's just in general.
You're right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona with my guest, Lee Rogers. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, folks. Steve, are you still with us? I guess Steve left us. Okay. You know, Lee, during the break, I just sat here and read an email. Now, I want to read this to you, get your take on this, okay? This is from Dave. It says, Michael, the government has not stripped you of your rights. You gave up your rights when you became a U.S. citizen. U.S. citizens are subject to laws of Congress passed since February of 1871. Citizens of the USA are subject only to laws of the United States, not to laws of Congress. Talk to Ralph Winterode, who's, by the way, he's a broadcaster on this network, and it's signed Dave. Now, here's my comment on that. And I'm not taking anything away from Ralph Winterode. I've had Ralph on my show. But here's my question for you, Dave, and that is that if that's the case, then why has all this draconian legislation been implemented if we didn't have any rights since 1871 to begin with? Lee, you want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, basically you have these people putting stuff down on paper, and you know, I don't think they're just putting the stuff down on paper because it's a fun thing to do. I mean, why are they wasting all this time writing all this legislation like the Patriot Act, like H.R. 1955, the John Warrior Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commission Act, I go on and on. I mean, they're doing it for a reason. The Presidential Directive 51, they're doing it because through the Congress, there's still, you know, we still have some form of constitutional government, not much, but it's still there, and they have to maintain the illusion that there is a system out there that we have to abide by. So, I mean, you look at Congress, you look at the executive branch, judicial branch, it's still there, and we still have very little, some recourse, but they have to maintain the illusion. And they put the stuff on paper for a reason, because they're going to use it. And that's what I see happening. They're going to use the stuff that they're putting down on paper.
Right. And again, I want to reiterate, I'm not taking anything away from Ralph Winrove. I've had Ralph on my show. But I'm a little confused here that if indeed we haven't had any constitutional rights since 1871, why they would be going to the effort to do what it is that they're doing. To me, that really doesn't make a lot of sense. With that, though, let's take another call. You want to, Lee? Let's
sure.
Go to Jeff. Okay, let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. I've been listening to you guys today, and I agree with everything you say, but you sound like losers, and you're not. We're winning. I just want to talk about style. Have more confidence in the way you present yourself. I mean, people are very, very upset. They do not trust the media with mainstream advertising revenue. They don't trust Congress. I hang out in the steam room with a bunch of old retired guys here in Colorado Springs, retired military, mm-hmm. and, you know, they think I'm a nut, but you know what? Every time I go back in Astana, there's more and more people who get their information off the Internet agreeing with me, and these guys are freaking out. And
okay, so basically the overall consensus of your perception of me is that I'm a loser?
No, today you're sounding, you're sounding frantic and desperate instead of confident. And, I mean, really, just...
Oh, you know what, Jeff, I apologize for that. I really don't mean to come off that way, but I'll tell you, I am really, really ticked off about this whole thing, because when they institute this bill and they're shooting it through as fast as they can, and basically I'm feeling like I'm walking around with a target on my back now, because I'm doing everything I can, along with guys like you and Lee and other people, to expose this for what it is. You know, this is not an easy job. Uh-huh. And I have to tell you, I'm the first to admit, I've got my ups and downs, my friend. You know, sometimes I'm real positive, sometimes I'm rather negative and in a bad mood. You know, I don't know go ahead.
Me too. I mean, there's days I am sounding just like you were 20 minutes ago, like I'm going underwater, I've been waterboarded, I'm mad as hell, you know. But there's days, I mean, it's just attitude that I'm in the driver's seat and I'll be walking in there and all these old retired guys, oh no, here he comes. And I'll start talking, and pretty soon somebody who's new in the sun will say, yeah, it's the Illuminati. And then they're freaking out, you know. What do you mean? You're agreeing with him? And I mean more and more people. And it's just, I'm just saying today you sound like you're being waterboarded going under. And
I apologize okay. for that, my friend. Yeah, I'll take that under advisement, okay?
I really think we're winning, though. I mean, we're winning the info war.
Jeff, I have to agree. There's people waking up all over the place, and I give kudos and accolades to people like, you know, Lee and We Are Change guys. They're out there getting in their face, and they're exposing them for who they are. And I have to tell you, that's exciting. That's exciting. And, yes, we have these people scared. And we're talking about the likes of Bill Maher and Glenn Beck. You can see it now on their shows. They're scared. They're frightened.
You know one thing I say about the media, I say, you know, it's the mainstream advertising revenue. If I tell people, if I were to pay for your media, don't you think it'd be a little biased? And they go, you're damn right, you know. I say, well, listen, that is their media. They paid for it. And there is so much, I'm telling you, that you're not going to hear on their media, and it's biased. It's the globalist media. And so I'm having people, and I'm getting a lot of ground, a lot of traction, focusing on the advertising revenue as a means of manipulation. And they're really saying, you know, even at the local level, if they are accepting mainstream advertising revenue, it's just going to be politically correct, watered-down news and stuff. So anyway, I do need to get going. I'm at the factory right now.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call. I didn't realize I was being that negative today, Lee.
Well, I tell you what, Mike. I mean, this HR1955. I mean, I can't put lipstick on a pig. You know, I mean, I wish I could, but I mean, you know, this legislation is horrible. And you know, I do agree. There's a lot of good things happening here in the Patriot Movement, and there's no question about that. But when we see something like HR1955. And these different pieces of legislation are so draconian in nature. I mean, I can't be positive about it. It's impossible for me to be positive about something like this.
All right, well, we got to take a break. I'm going to take 3 minutes, take a deep breath, and I'm going to dance on my table a little bit. We'll be back at 3 with my guest, Lee Rogers. Got another update from the Roving Reporter when we get back, and the phone lines are open. See you in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lee Rogers. And phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Question or comments, welcome. Quick update from Rob, the roving reporter, in regards to Dave's email. The Act of 1871 only made the United States of America a corporation, literally based in Puerto Rico and owned by the various banks in Europe because of the war debts from the Civil War. It has to do with the establishment of the District of Columbia, which gave them a separate government, the United States, as opposed to these United States of America. And with that, you want to take some more calls, Lee?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let's go to Patrick in Texas. Patrick, you're on with Michael and Lee. Go ahead. Hello, Patrick.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, Patrick. You're with us. Go ahead.
Oh, just want to make sure that... what you're feeling is completely normal. A lot of people in around the country feel all the same way about, you know, what you're talking about. And, for example, like, had a family get-together this past weekend, talked to my father, and he calls me an extremist when talking about the economy. I was like, it's not an extreme factor when you have the IMF come out and talk about how the dollars are going to experience an abrupt fall.
Well, that's a good point. It's not extremist, and you're also not paranoid when you know they're after you, you know. The caller called in, Jeff in Colorado, was talking about going in there talking to these retired guys, and, you know, he's the Illuminati and he's an extremist, and they all joke about it, but yet every time he goes back in there, there's more people asking questions, and I get that as well. You know, I mentioned the other day on my show, I've got a friend that has always been totally mainstream and painted me as just a tinfoil hat wearing idiot. And of late, he's been calling me, asking me questions. So, you know, that's food for positive thought. But, you know, what we need to get across to the mainstream American people, and I'm sure you'll agree, Patrick, is that there is a parallel set of rules. There's the illusion of a constitution on the one hand, and then there's all these draconian acts that have been passed, acts, legislation, and so forth, that they can selectively enforce. And that's what we need to have the American people wake up and realize.
On a more humorous note, Giuliani was down here in Austin just last week, and one of the fellow Ron Paul meetup members tracked down Leslie, who is extremely famous for being a cross-dresser down here. He actually ran. Yeah, you know about him?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was there for a while, and yes. Go ahead.
We tracked him down and actually got him to show up at the Giuliani thing. Of course, this is a private gated community. And he had a support Hillary sign, and we also had a bunch of Ron Paul supporters out in the streets basically giving a bunch of crap to all the people that are going into the event. And the ticket was actually $1,000 to get in. We also found out that we had a Ron Paul supporter who was a caterer inside who on the day of the event said, the day before, he's like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get fired the following day because he was planning on tossing out a bunch of Liberty cards in the middle of the event. And sure enough, he was witnessed walking out with his apron on with a smirk on his face during the event. So I'm pretty sure he got busted for spreading the Ron Paul message within the Giuliani group. I'm sure it was a pretty shocking thing when they're like, damn, they got in here too. So.
Well, you know, there is some humor. There is some good things in all of this. And yes, as I mentioned before, agree or disagree, we live in interesting times. Scary, but interesting. You know, and I mean, let's face it, guys. How could you be any more alive? You know, when you're being faced with all of this stuff, and we're being hit from all these different angles, it makes you know you're alive. It's like every step that you walk, you're being pinched in the hiney. You know, ooh, there's another one. Oh, my gosh, they're still there. You know, so if that's any bit of humor, I don't know. Lee, you want to comment?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, these are definitely interesting times. And, you know, I'm sure they're going to get much more interesting as the months and years go on with all the stuff that's coming down on us. But, you know, it's good that we live in exciting times. But as you said also, I mean, these are also frightening times. And, you know, we just need to be prepared for what might come. So that's kind of where I see it, at least.
Right. Patrick, any more?
No, that's it. Just keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you for the call, Patrick. I appreciate it. You know, I was looking this morning. I just caught, Lee, on mainstream, Yahoo.com, or it was MSN.com or whatever it was. Because, you know how you look through? I mean, if you're going up to get on the website and you'll see something pop up there and then you go look at something else and you come back and it's gone. I happen to notice that another one of Bush's administration, she was an advisor to the Middle East or something. She just walked out, or she's put in her resignation. She's leaving at the end of the year. So, you know, from the looks of things, you know, we've got these neocons that are literally, and of course it's always for, you know, well, I want to spend more time with my family or whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is they're all leaving. Alberto Gonzalez, you know, Karl Rove, Tony, what's his face, that was their head press reporter or whatever his name is, the guy who had cancer. And then you've got this other lady, I think her name was Anita somebody or another. She's leaving at the end of the year. A lot of these neocons that were in the original administration, Wolfowitz and, you know, Pearl and Fife and all these guys, they're all, you know, leaving, getting kicked out or whatever. So, you know, there is good news in this, and that is it looks to me like this whole neocon faction is starting to disintegrate. And the powers that be, and you know, there's safety and there's power in numbers. And their numbers are dwindling, Lee. And I think that it could be a number of different factors. It could be that these people are caught and they're leaving, you know, before the spotlight is turned on them. It could be that they've had a case of, you know, morality hit them in the face and they say, you know what, I really can't go here. It could be that, you know, when Cheney's beating the war drums for Iran on a regular basis, these people are finally sucking it up and saying, you know what, I don't want to be any more a part of profits or power at the expense of human lives. It could be a number of different factors, but the bottom line is this particular administration looks to be, at least on the surface, disintegrating. What are your thoughts on that, Lee?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think it's more of the establishment is starting to fall apart because you have Congress with an 11% approval rating. They say that Bush's approval rating is in the 20s. I think it's actually lower than that. I mean, Cheney, his is like below 10%. I mean, it's probably at 5% now. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, what's going on is that a lot of these people are just bailing out. They're getting away from the administration. They're leaving office. And, I think it's a sign that the establishment is starting to fall apart a little bit. But, of course, in the same token, they're starting to ratchet up this whole police state and martial law agenda because they know the people are waking up and they're figuring out what they're doing. So, I think it's a combination of all those things.
Well, you've got all this mainstream support from the military over there with Ron Paul. And I happen to, I read a transcript of an interview with Dar Jamal, who is a reporter that's been over to Iraq. And what's interesting, and I had a caller that called in the other day that just recently returned from the Middle East, and he was saying, all the propaganda that comes out mainstream, and again, I want to center this towards the new listeners that continually hear this mainstream propaganda on Fox News and so forth about, the insurgency and we're winning and there hasn't been any deaths and blah, blah, blah. You get these guys that are coming back from Iraq, and they're few and far between, by the way, because they're over there on the third, fourth, and fifth tours, and they're locked in there in a kind of a prison, if you will, because the government won't let them come home. But the guys that are coming home are telling a completely different story, and the word is getting out. We've got, about a 70% or better disapproval rating for this war. Okay, we had protests that were the last Saturday in the tens of thousands of people all across this country, some parts in pouring down rain, that are coming out and saying, impeach Bush, get this war. The overwhelming majority of Americans are saying now, get this war over with, get these people out. And the question is, Lee, they're backed into a corner. What are they going to do now? The only thing they can do really in their mind, and I'm trying to get my head wrapped around what their mind really is, the only thing they can do to save face would be to stage another false flag terror event, would be to, trick Iran into going into yet another war. I don't know. I mean, it's a pretty heavy game that's being played right now. And the other caller that called in, Jeff, I believe his name was, that was telling me I was pretty negative today. I'm trying to be as positive as I can, Jeff. that we are winning. We're opening up a lot of minds. And people that I never would have thought, Lee, that would have ever listened are now starting to take a look. And they're starting to dig deeper. And they're saying now, and remember, Lee, 4 or 5 years ago, all right, these people were saying, anybody that spoke out against war, anybody that spoke out against this administration was crazy, was unpatriotic. And now they're starting to see it for what it is.
Well, yeah, Mike. I mean, we're seeing a huge transformation take place. I think a lot of that has to do with the Internet, has to do with these video sharing sites. I mean, that's been huge for our social networking, absolutely huge for us. But, I just want to share a kind of interesting story. I'm not going to reveal this person's name, but I was actually talking with somebody who was over in Iraq, and he actually refused to continue doing what he was doing. They sent him to this prison camp over there. And he told me that there was a ton of special forces people within this camp. I'm talking about Army Rangers, Green Berets. I mean, all these people are high-level special force troops. And I think that, in a nutshell, tells us exactly what's going on over there. Because you have people who are in special forces, people who are like just totally into the Army, completely committed to what they're doing. And they're questioning what's going on. They see the criminality. And, of course, you have the Pat Tillman thing. I mean, I think that really shows what's happening over there and why it needs to stop.
Well, now, and it's interesting to expound on that for just a moment. You're telling me that this guy, this particular guy, was sent to a prison camp over there instead of being sent back home. And now, why would they do that? I'll tell you why they would do that. They want to keep them over there because they don't want the truth getting out. But sadly enough...
Well, yeah, absolutely, Mike. And another thing they tried to do to this guy, they actually gave him... He was already in trouble because he wasn't following orders, lawful orders, and all that crap. So what they did, they said, hey, you got to return your weapon across the base. While he's on all of these administrative actions and what have you. So they gave him a weapon. They said, okay, you got to return to this other place on the base. And what it looked like they were trying to set up is that they're going to have him just walk across the base with an M16, and they're going to kill him. This is the type of stuff that's happening over there. I mean, this is no joke. These people are not playing games. They did the exact same thing with Pat Tillman. I mean, they executed him 10 yards away, three-round burst ahead. I mean, he was executed.
Well, we know the reason for that now. is because, well, you know, we got it from good authority that he was going to come back and he was going to go public and expose what was really going on over there. And they can't afford to have that happen. And this is why they're doing what they're doing now. It's because, yes, they are being exposed. It's almost like the emperor wearing no clothes at this point in time. And the administration, you know, the underlings, the minions of this administration are deserting the ship. You know, and the answer to this would be, you know, the American people are a very forgiving people. And if, and this, I know this is way out there, but if Bush would just stand up and say, you know what, we made a mistake, all right, and he pulled him out. He pulled the, and I'm saying this to George Bush. George, if you just would stand up, step up to the plate, forget about, ignore all the pressure from your superiors because you do have them, stood up to the plate and said, you know what, we made a mistake. There are some very serious errors made. I've lied. I've had to lie. Okay, and let's bring the troops home. The entire Middle East would be so much better off because we cannot, they cannot heal over there. You know, the Iraqis are not stupid people. They can work out their own difficulties. Part of the reason for this insurgency is because we're there. If we weren't there, they would get together and politically and diplomatically, as we've seen so many times in the past, work out their differences. But they cannot do that as long as we're there and as long as we're an influence.
Now, oh, yeah, Mike. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, the fact of the matter is that you have all these factions over there. You've got this nonsense up in northern Iraq with a PKK now in Turkey. I mean, literally, our presence over there is designed to create conflict, to create turmoil, and to make the situation as bad as possible so we can divide the country into three parts so it's more manageable for this New World Order crime syndicate. And that's literally what they're doing. What they talk about in the media as to why we're there, it's all a big lie. It has nothing to do with giving the Iraqi people freedom. It has nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or fighting terrorism or anything like that. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all a bunch of lies. I mean, the plan is to put that country in three parts so it's more easily manageable for the New World Order.
And how long do they think that they're going to be able to continue to perpetuate these lies? I mean, even the likes of, you look at the numbers on these mainstream networks and they're falling. You look at the websites of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and they're falling. Okay, and this is why, you know, Glenn Beck is another one. This is why they're so scared. Is because they know that they're being exposed for who they are. Now, as far as those guys are concerned, you know, they should be tar and feathered and run out of town on a rail. Now, as far as the upper-level members of the administration are concerned, the ones that have orchestrated this, you know, those people should be tried, they should be convicted, and they should be hung for treason. Will it happen? I don't know. It's a good thought. But as long as we allow this to continue, As long as we look at this administration paving the way for Hillary Clinton, I mean, come on. And again, I'm preaching to the new listeners on here. But you know, be objective, folks. Do your research. Watch what's happening behind the scenes. And you'll see that there is only one party, and that is a globalist party that's looking for their own agenda and their new world order. And we can stop them, and we are stopping them. I mean, let's face it, if we weren't stopping them, if they weren't scared, do you think for a moment that they'd be trying to put forth this H.R. 1955 legislation? No, they wouldn't have to. They have to now to do everything they can do to stop us, Lee, because we're winning. Jeff in Colorado, thank you very much. Go ahead, Lee, your comment.
Well, yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I mean, what's happening here, like I said before, is that we're taking over the media with networks like the Republic Broadcasting Network with websites and these video sharing sites. I mean, they're having some severe problems containing this. And I think they completely underestimated what they set up with the Internet, because initially the Internet was designed to be this whole infrastructure that would allow them to track people and trace people and things like that. And yeah, it does serve that purpose, but what they underestimated is the fact that we can exchange information much quicker and we can inform people on a much faster pace than ever before. And what's happening, it's almost like a race. Like, we have to get the information out while they're setting up this police state, this martial law apparatus. So it's almost like a race against time in regards to both these things.
Well, I remember reporting when I was on KFNX in Phoenix last year about net neutrality, and that kind of, you know, is gone off. But I think they underestimated the power of the Internet. And we can see this, you know, in the likes of the popularity of Ron Paul. I mean, you know, Ron Paul even mentioned on Jay Leno's show last night. I mean, he is absolutely astounded at the support he's gotten from the internet. So I think they've underestimated that the internet has gotten as big as it has, and there's so many people on there that are politically oriented to the fact that, you know, to the point where Ron Paul has been able to raise as much money as he's been able to raise, and that instills fear within them. And we've got to keep it going. We want to be positive, we want to be vigilant, and we want to, you know, get as many boots on the ground as we can. And as I mentioned before, Lee, and you know this, you know, it's not just up to us. We are nothing more than a kind of a church, if you will, and you've got to invite people to come in and listen. And I can tell you through experience, Lee, that I've gotten more listeners that I've gone out and I've handed out my business card to, and I've made public appearances here and there, and I have got people to listen. And you know what some of these people have come back and told me? And I'm not saying this because I'm egotistical at all, because I'm not. But they've come back and told me that they're hooked. And the reason that they're hooked is because they're hearing something different than they hear anywhere else, and that is the truth. And there's a ring of truth to it. They can tell that it isn't contrived. There is no spin on it. Okay? It is what it is. And you're doing the same thing. I look at your website, and I give you kudos for what you're doing. I really appreciate your work, Lee, okay? And I appreciate your efforts, and I wanted to tell you that before I leave you today.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. And I'm just doing the best I can to get the word out about all this information, because it's vitally important to the future of our country.
Right. Okay, well, got to take a break. Final segment coming up in 3 minutes, folks. Stick with us. We got a little bit more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest, Lee Rogers. Hi, right, friends. Back.
Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening on this Halloween Eve with my guest, Lee Rogers. We've got a few minutes left. Lee, what would you like to leave this audience with today? What good thoughts would you have for them, buddy?
Well, The good news is that the Ron Paul campaign is really picking up some steam. I mean, he was on Jay Leno last night, and it was a fantastic performance by Congressman Paul. I mean, he did a great job. I mean, Leno, treated him with respect, and he got some good pieces of information out there. So I think in terms of what's positive about what's going on at the Ron Paul campaign, and it's the fact that more and more people are organizing behind this campaign, and things are looking really good. And I'm up here in New Hampshire, and you know I'm going on the limb, but I think Ron Paul's going to win New Hampshire because we have a lot of libertarian, independent-minded people up here. So you know, I think he's on the fast track to win New Hampshire.
I didn't know you were in New Hampshire. I was up there in June. Are you up there anywhere near where Ed and Elaine lived?
I'm about an hour and a half away. And I did attend that little concert they had, so I went up there and got to meet a lot of people. So it was an interesting experience.
Were you there at the press conference?
I was not there at the press conference. I was there at the time when they had a Department of Homeland Security chopper flying all around.
Yeah,
that's when I was there.
No, I would have liked to have met you, but I guess we just didn't cross paths on that particular day. Well, listen, do me a favor. I want you to give out your website one more time, Lee, for the audience.
Sure. My website's roguegovernment.com. And I also do a radio show on the TruthNet Radio Network, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. So I encourage everybody to check that out as well.
All right. I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Lee, honestly, and I'll have you up again. Very knowledgeable guest. And, you know, I have to tell you, I had Rob Bishop. He's my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, on. And I'm very encouraged by the young blood that is out there, folks, because I hear all these reports about these guys out here with earrings in their nose and their pants down to their knees and so forth, and they're walking around mind-numbed. And then I have the opportunity to be able to talk to some very, very intelligent young men that know. They haven't spent their time playing video games and watching Dancing with the Stars. These guys are out here. They're knowledgeable. They're history buffs. They've gone down the rabbit hole. They've peeled away the onion, if you will, and these guys are real patriots. So I want to give kudos to you, Lee Rogers, and the likes of Rob Bishop and, you know, the We Are Change guys. I mean, I just I don't have the energy to do that. I'm an older guy, okay? But if I did, I'd be out there too. So I want to thank you again for coming on, Lee.
Well, Mike, I appreciate having you on. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one. All right, there goes Lee Rogers, folks. And again, I want to reiterate, it gives me hope, because we do have these young guys that are full of energy, full of vim and vigor, that are out there. They know what's going on. And I look at these guys and I marvel at it. And by the way, I have a son that's the same. I have a son that is 20 years old, same age as Rob Bishop. And I can take pride in the fact that I woke him up. And they don't just stop with waking up. They turn into researchers as well. And it's very encouraging, because the young minds are the ones that are going to take over for us, folks. And it is my hope that they take over a constitutional republic for their children and their grandchildren as well. Okay, end of another day. Now, I want to tell you, tomorrow I've got news and open lines, but I want to share with you, tomorrow I'm going to tell you a story, a true story, by the way, that just happened Sunday, this past Sunday. It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. So you want to stick with me. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, and I'll tell you about it. End of another day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. I'm sure he's got a good show for you. Don't know who his guest is, if he even has one. But really, he doesn't even need one. Okay? He brings forth all kinds of great news, some good, some bad, whether he's got a guest or not. End of another day, and I'll see you tomorrow, folks. Have a good rest of the day. Bye.